Like good Lutherans, you left some open seats at the front. All right, thanks everybody for coming for this crossroads. Wrong meeting. We've got a lot of crossroads meetings. Well, this is a very welcome and exciting time. We're going to have some fun tonight saying thank you and goodbye to the Schmidt family, seated right here in front of me. Before we get started, we are going to eat some pollo loco. Let's go ahead and we'll just join in the common table prayer. Come, Lord Jesus.
We are guests. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Open your thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and your mercy endures forever.
Amen. Hey, you guys want to go first? You go first, okay? Go for it. Yeah, you really can. Okay, the farthest shelf first. Betty, your table. Yes? What? Tables go. Mike, Ryan, you guys want to go? Terry.
Casual, this is
So, Pastor, whether you've asked or not asked many people over the years about their opinions, have you gotten many of them?
Yes.
Now I know what you feel like. This is the result. They said, we can't wear those shoes that you normally wear to church. They're getting kind of old, so I went out and bought new shoes. And then, well, I did wear this tie. I know how much you love your dad, the box. And this was my dad's favorite tie. So, after the pastor played, I like to wear this. So, anyway, this is my definition based on the tons of feedback that I asked for and didn't ask for. This is business casual. Why did I get this gig? In my understanding, there were a lot of guys who were asked, and the reason why I was like, well, it's just going to be too embarrassing. When they asked me, I said, I don't care if it's embarrassing to Pastor Schmidt. I don't care if it's embarrassing to Pastor Schmidt, not me. Hopefully I won't be embarrassing myself too soon if I haven't already. All right, so we covered the memories table. Next, kids, are you ready? The children's choir is going to sing for Pastor Schmidt and his family.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the adult choir. And you guys want to stand in front or you want to come up here? You want this down?
No, but they do claim that I tend to look above everyone.
You build a little shelf in.
choir, thank you very much. Am I on? I'm going to share a little bumper sticker. Experts made the Titanic, amateurs made the Ark. Think about that. Next, we have three teens, Hannah, Emily, and Jessica. You guys are up.
Change Hannah's C in catechism to an A now?
All right, very pretty, thank you. All right, next we've got a video that was produced, and Matt, you got that?
Take the photograph.
Yeah, go for it, Noel. We might be down for a while. You might want to get going on something else.
So this isn't about me, Pastor. This is about you. And it's, I don't know how well this will go, but how many people in here speak or understand Spanish? Okay, so you'll have to just tell me if I'm accurate. So I'm a senior in high school, and I'd be going into the end of the year, and I'm like, Mr. Contini, how do I get an A? And you had to... had to have a Spanish name in class. And so there's this other girl in there. And said, well, if you two learn this Spanish love song and sing it to each other, I'll give you an A. So we learned it, and we sang it to each other, and I got an A. This is going to be my best.
Tú estás siempre mi mente y sentir amor cada instante. ¿Cómo quieres tú que te olvides si estás tú? Siempre tú, 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 siempre mi mente.
¿Cómo es eso? So he comes back the next Sunday and he says, how many here in the congregation read Mark 16? And a bunch of hands go up. And he said, good, there is no Mark 16, so I'm going to continue with my sermon on lying. So this teen was looking at his phone while at a stop sign on his way to church, and he saw that it said, no service. That's right. He turned around and headed back home. I teach the teens. I believe this. What are you doing? Sweet. All right. Jim Oswald, you're up.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Pastor Schmidt, I've had the privilege and the honor of working with him in a lot of things here at church. And you can't hear me? Is that better? You got it? I'm there? I got to do a lot of fun things here with Pastor. Too much? I don't know. There we go. Right there. Okay. One privilege I had was, other than maybe Liedermans and Slittenhart, some of these synod world travelers that tend to be everywhere, I got to be the first lay leader to meet the Schmidt family. I got to fly out to South Dakota and load their truck up. And so that was a real joy to be there that time. And it was just very quickly, and I realized that this was a true man of God, and that the Lord also wanted him here at St. Mark's with us. First of all, I showed up, and it was in the middle of winter, end of winter, February, but there was a lot of snow out there. And I got there, and Shannon met me at the door, Justin on her hip at that time. You were the little guy then. And she showed me through. And the house, two-story, in the front, rickety wooden stairs covered with ice and snow, with a turn in. So I go up, and she shows me around, and there's this and that, and, you know, a family house full of stuff. And here's the piano. Who doesn't have a piano? And I thought, this would be tricky with my professional crew to get the piano down these stairs. So she shows me a side door to this house. She opens the door, and the snow's about right here at the door. 4 or 5 feet of snow right outside the door. She says, well, the church is right over there, and maybe we can take things out this way. And I thought, okay, I don't know how that's going to work. So a gentleman comes over, and he says, would you like me to snow blow that so you could bring the truck over here? Well, I grew up in North Idaho with a lot of snow, and I know the right side of a snow shovel. And I'm looking at that thinking, when I grew up, snow blowers just came out. And there were things that looked like a lawnmower, and they did a little path. Only the rich and famous had them. And that was what I had in my head, a snow blower. So I thought, sure, go for it. But I had no hope of that. So I put the truck downstairs, started working on the basement. And 15, 20 minutes later, the guy comes back, come check it out and see if it's good. I went over there. There's a highway going to that door. I never saw this thing. It was some Caltrans-style snowblower, I guess. Combine. So anyway, that was the first parting of the Red Sea to get us stuff on board. And then we took off. And the sun was out, hard-packed snow, good driving, not bad at all. Drove from that day until it got dark, stopped. Next morning, got up, sunrise, headed out, beautiful day, stopped at the motel, the sun goes down, watching the news. In that town we were in last night, ice storms, snow, everything closed down, and went that way the whole trip. We came in a little bubble all the way until we got to Donner Summit, and then those guys wouldn't let us pass, so we spent the night, and the Smiths had friends there in Reno, and so did I, so it was fun. So anyway, I just... And then since then, we've met every couple months for breakfast. We've done so many fun things together. One time we got a burger downtown at a Mexican joint. That made it in the sermon. So that was kind of neat. I said, do you want to meet me for a burger downtown at a Mexican joint? And he says, okay. So we had a good time there. So me and Mr. Bauer have a lot in common. We both love our Savior Jesus. We love sharing it with children. We're both good-looking and have great co-weight. We both like country music. So when I heard about this, the pastor leaving us, I started, while I'm driving around in my garbage truck these days, writing all these country song lyrics for Pastor. And I got thinking about it, and I thought, you know, Pastor, me and Matt like that, but does Pastor really like country music? I thought, when I see Pastor, I've never seen him driving a pickup truck. And he's usually not in blue jeans, even when he's not here on campus. And I thought, Pastor is maybe a little more classy. than a country song. So I started listening to big band. And something came over the radio, and I was really excited about it. And unfortunately, I'm going to do a tiny piece of it and without music because I didn't get the whole song put together. I wanted to have this together for you, Pastor, with a duet, because it's a duet. And but I'll just do a little piece, if I can. And I love you dearly. So I'll try this here. So this is how it goes. It goes. So I'm going to be doing both parts, of course. It goes like this. We wish you could stay. Pastor, it's hot down there. Is there another way? Pastor, it's hot down there. As a shepherd, you've been so very grand. The calls came in, you said, no, no, no. But then this church from Arizona called. We wish you could stay. Pastor, it's hot down there.
Here we go. You're heading to the
scorching hot desert. You're going down to Tucson where the sunshine's hotter. And it burns, burns, burns. The heat of Tucson, the heat of Tucson. Your work at St. Mark's has been. Your work at St. Mark's has been. I think I made a mistake there. Much appreciated. We wish you God's blessings as you do the Lord's bidding. This might be a different version than I wrote the song to. Let's pick it up right there. Sunshine hotter. Burns, burns, burns. The heat of Tucson. The heat of Tucson. Your to the scorching hot desert. You're going down to Tucson where the sun's hotter. And it burns, burns, burns. The heat of Tucson. Everybody, the heat of Tucson. And it burns, burns, burns. The heat of Tucson. Three more times. The heat of Tucson. The heat of Tucson. The heat of Tucson. Thank you. Never have to see another one of those again, Schmitz.
Depends on the computer.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man, I'm out of jokes. Dave, go ahead and make fun of me.
That's well,
that's short. I heard that one already.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wilson's. Tú estás siempre viviente y sentir amor. I'm seeing a shadow this time. Obviously, you know what, when I played football in college, you guys always tease me about my knobby knees. So, I don't know. That's what God gave me. Got me a scholarship. Jack, you helped me out here, man. I should ask you that as well. Well, while we're all here, let's plan the soiree for next year.
Swing low.
Sweet chariot. I can't get as low as that.
All right. Here we go. All right. I need a... I don't want to beat anybody's way.
Just need to check on this.
All right. So... Oh, wait. We need full screen. Okay. So...
I don't want to make the transfer. I've never been to... That's obviously too bad.
There we go. The top 10 things you may not know about Pastor Schmidt. Are you guys seeing right here? You know what? I'm in Seattle, so. Well, yeah. All right, you ready, Pastor? All right. Number 10, one of his favorite sayings, a good pet is someone else's pet. And he hates squirrels and skunks, too. Ask me about that later. We have a few stories about camp. Number 9, as a young boy growing up and listening to his dad, who is a pastor, reading the words from Psalm 23, he leads me into green pastures. Pastor Schmidt would always ask his daddy after church, Dad, how come I've never seen a green pasture? Number 8, one of Shannon's favorite names for a boy was always Jack. Unfortunately, when she shared this with Pastor many years ago, he pronounced quite firmly, I'm never naming a son of mine Jack Schmidt. Number 7, Pastor Schmidt never got less than 100% on his Greek test when he was at MLC, and sometimes extra credit. Wow. Oh, did I mention his dad is a professor? Number 6, Shannon once faded in Pastor's arms because she was so struck by the flu. Number 5, back in the day, Pastor had long hair like you wouldn't believe. No, really. Long hair. Seriously. Seriously, Shannon let me borrow this. She kept some. It's yours. By the way, Rocky wants that back at the end of the evening. Rocky's our golden horse at home. He let me cut that off. He was so gentle. All right, number 4, Pastor Schmidt and Shannon have the same middle name, Lee and Lee. Did you guys know that? I'm lucky for them, though, unknowingly, Pastor's parents gave him the girl spelling, and Shannon's parents gave her the boy spelling. Number 3, Pastor is a serious Oreos cookie fan, but only the originals. Mini stints, fireworks, double stuff are not Oreos. He really is serious about those Oreos. Hey, brother, here's some originals. You gotta share those on the drive down. Actually, I do it while they're all sleeping. Number 2. A few years ago, Pastor Schmidt's favorite MLC hat blew off while boating on Rollins Lake. True story. Likely now resting in Davy Jones locker. He has offered an award of $100 to anyone that can return it to him. And a pack of original Oreos! And the number 1 thing you may not know about Pastor Schmidt. Unbeknownst to us, on any given day when the Green Bay Packers are playing, it's rumored that Pastor Schmidt always wears his green and yellow boxer shorts. Or are they briefs? Only Shannon knows for sure.
Tribute to the Schmidt family.
Anybody ever watch Gilligan's Island? Well, get in the mood. Yeah, but we got the skipper out of retirement. He might be dead, but he is resurrected. So the skipper is part of this. He only knew about it the last 30 seconds. Here he is.
One other thing, don't forget, you can write your notes to the Schmitz and
pack before you leave and put them in the suitcase. So, I know Pastor's going to get up here and say a few words, and we're going to allow that. You have 30 seconds. No, in all seriousness, though, I'll put you in a benediction, but, you know, may God bless you guys, keep you, make his face shine on you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace in your new call. You know, the page is turning, and we appreciate all you've done for us. We love you, we thank you, and if you ever need me to sing a little Spanish love song, just call me. We can do this over the phone. So with that, Pastor, if you want to come on up, I don't know what you have planned, if anything, but I have to take this robe off, it's really hot.
Thank you for coming to my party. I appreciate that. Thank you for having my party. Thank you for preparing it and the fellowship event this evening. I really appreciate all of it. There's some fun surprise guests here. I didn't know we were going to be here, and I appreciate that. I do have some, I have already told you, and I've already wept in front of all of you. I love you all. Chad and I have been very blessed to have been here to share Jesus with you and to work with you. So we are very thankful for that opportunity. St. Mark's will always have a place. Remember, don't say we're practicing the other day. You'll always have a place in our hearts and a place for you to linger down in Tucson where it is so hot. Yes, so please feel free to do that. I do have something to share with you in a little bit, and I know sometimes I talk with some of you about, you know, every once in a while God sends someone who really saves your ministry. And I told some of you about a gentleman, his name was Don, in South Shore, South Dakota, 270 people, and this guy, he was a member, quote-unquote a member, and he comes up to me one day and he says, Pastor, we need to get the church going. And so we took the entire Bible information class, and he's telling me about how we're going to go convert the town, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and he finished Vic, and he became a member, and he's come to all the meetings, and then I get a phone call, and it says, you know, Pastor Don's in the hospital, you got to go see him. And 7 days later, he was in heaven. You know, and it, but, you know, he just came along at just the right time and really rejuvenated everything for me. And the last thing he said, well, I told him, you know, he was trying to tell me something. I said, tell me in heaven, then. And, you know, just tell me in heaven. So we have those relationships. I have a lot of those with a lot of you, and I've shared some of those with you. But, boy, Shane, thank you. All right, time like this. I already have half my bill on, so I'm going to get the rest of my bill on, and got a song to share, so I'll get my company up. And no, she does a lot. She put a lot of time in, and she loves you all, and she enjoyed sharing family, our family, with you, so thank you very much, Anne. Getting your bill on. When you're having those moments, you know, and you need to contain yourself, just put your bill on. The long story. Unfortunately, it's on video. You don't ever want to see what your bill on looks like. Alright. Ready to go?
Please.
We respect the instruments around here. You'd be surprised what happened.
No.
All right. So I thought, you know, what better to share with a fine group of people who really appreciate music like you all do. So I thought I'd find something a little classical, meets Americana, meets commercialism. And so here we go. Okay, can we give it a little bit? Let's get into a little bit. Let's see. Here's
Jed Kemp of Dallas. Here we go. Here's a little story about a guy named Jay. 2002 graduate from the seminary. Hey, he sent to UCL, kind of to Bremerton, WA. He served the DP and he showed them all the way. The gospel, that is, Jesus loves you, etc. Learned to know Starbucks, got caffeinated, still am to this day. Had a baby, Heidi Rose, that was good. Love her, and she kind of owns me, but don't tell her. I have a backbone. Alright, all those stuff looking me up? After 2 years, they sent him away to the land of South Dakota. South of Punch, Moments Lake is where they all did stay, and we're super happy we did up to this very day. So Punch, Moments Lake, very sad story, it's a love story. We walk, hey, fell in love with the wrong man. They both got killed. Their murderer was struck down by lightning. Google it. Let's see. We were heck of gone from the Black Hills. Yeah, we saw Rushmore once. Fresh beef almost every day in South Dakota. Great place to have babies. Ryan and Justin were born in South Dakota. True blessings. Then one day, just celebrating Thanksgiving Day in New Ulm, Minnesota with my family. Was watching football on the couch, next time to my own business. Craig Hartog called and ruined my whole day. Said, come to California. Got a spot for you. Be good for you. I said, California. Is that in the U.S.? He said, yes, West Coast. I said, okay. Told Shannon, what the hey, let's move to California, hey! Packed up her stuff, and again we moved away. Jimmo helped us traverse the whole country to California. Hey, settled in nicely, and to this very day, God bless their service in lots of different ways. Teaching, preaching, great school for my kids, thank you for that, we appreciate it. Correcting all those papers. Yuck. No marriage until 33 and a half. Yes. Learn your memory work or you will die.
A thousand deaths.
A thousand deaths. Thank you. Lock-ins with Doc. Playing grass with Fred. Tree of Life. Nice. Lots of good things. All right. True confessions. Please. Sometimes you just have to share your deepest confessions with folks. And can you bring my phone up? I have a few of them to share with you. Pastor Watershaw, can you come up here, please? Let's just start right from the beginning. Who took all those? These were unnecessary. Pastor, would you please read what's in this picture?
Hold handle until fully flushed.
Oh, you may have noticed there's some hold handle down until fully flushed signs around here. I have not always held down until fully flushed. And sometimes I just give it a tap and I run. So, but thank you. There's my confession. Thank you very much, Pastor. I appreciate that. Let's see. Is Lorena, would you come up, please? Yeah, I know. It's weird for me, too. Come on. Thank you, Pastor. You may sit down. Thank you for absolving me. So there are some signs near some of the... in some of the rooms, and would you please read what that sign says?
Please empty garbage containers and the sink before throwing them in the
truck. Yeah, and I know, but look at this. Let me show you what I did the other day, though. Yeah, see, there's me throwing away a full bottle of water right into the trash. So, sorry about that. Sorry, will you forgive me, please? All right, okay, so I have not always emptied my beverage container. Just a couple more. Mrs. Taylor, would you please come up here? I have some confessions for you, too. And then, Nita, you're next. I know, I've done wrong. Yes, I know. Can you see what the little green sign
there's a clipboard and there's a little green sign on there that says,
St. Mark's office, do not remove.
Yeah, I remove the clipboards from the office frequently, just for fun. And here's a picture of me up in the sanctuary with a clipboard. Yeah. And wait, you're not done yet. Look at that. What is that?
Oh my goodness, that's my staple.
Yeah, sometimes I take my staple too. And I staple in the sanctuary. Nothing. I don't even staple anything. I just do it. Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Thank you. Thank you. Alright, now this one I'm really nervous about because you do not mess with the altar committee. Dean, would you please come up and represent the altar committee? So this is a picture of the vacuum cleaner up in the working sacristy. And can you see what the handwriting on the vacuum cleaner says?
It says, do not remove from the altar area.
Guess what I did? I removed your vacuum and I used it outside. May I be forgiven, please? Okay, thank you. Yes, yes. Thank you, Nita. Appreciate it. Thank you. And, you know, just for that whole, you know, the piece of forgiveness and everything, I have another little song. A little bit of a song. Transition a little bit. Now, here's a little bit of commercialism for you. Perfect day, I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. Soft I'll sing. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a cup and take all ills away, but I can't serve Coke on the gym floor. I have served Coke on the gym floor with Mike Rush at a team event. And so in the spirit of peace, I would like to serve every table a Coke. Would you please serve Coke on the gym floor? And may I please have forgiveness for serving Coke on the gym floor? We've been over that. No delta breeze. Yikes. So we don't say goodbye, we say see you later. Don't need the ball like a crabby alligator. We'll see you all soon when you all least expect. So see you, love ya. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody for coming. Again, Schmitz, we wish you Godspeed and safety on your trip down to Tucson. Any other announcements? Anything else I've forgotten? We're not having an open mic, but we do have, again, at the table in the back, memory table. You can go ahead and write a note and put it in the little suitcase lockbox back there. Where's Kelly? Anything else, Kelly? All right. Everybody that helped set up the food, thank you. Thank you for coming. God bless. Have a great night.